Simply speaking, video number 5.2 highlights one of the macro-technical paradigms of the acontextual model of cognition as it relates to the ongoing evolution of AI. 1. The fallback intelligence. In the acontextual model of cognition, the external observer who interprets the system's workings plays an essential role. The intelligence represented by this observer not only judges the system but also serves as a fallback, stepping in to keep the cognitive synthesis going where the system falls short. Incorporating this contingency partner in the model was crucial to isolating, and eventually eliminating, unwanted dependencies. 2. The judge, jury, and executioner. In the case of today's AI, we fill this role of external counterpart. However, none of our cognitive AI architectures have the checks and balances to restrict us from playing the idiomatic jury and executioner roles. Human influence permeates every aspect of how AI is built and applied today, with each clause of the acontextual model carried out by a human. This reliance is not incidental but underscores the inherent limits of treating intelligence as a noun. 3. Meanwhile, contemporary AI has advanced rapidly in recent years. While its evolution can be seen as aligning with the broad prescription of the acontextual model, the alignment itself remains largely superficial. For instance, the programmer's role in supplying explicit instructions has gone down, only to be replaced by an equally limiting dependence on data. Our current approach remains symptomatic, failing to address the core. 4. The core connect, human thinking, not intelligence. The acontextual model of cognition holds that AI should replicate the process of human thinking rather than its end product, intelligence itself. In particular, it emphasizes mirroring the way the human mind seamlessly weaves together understanding, intent, and action. These are the three centers of abstraction: the semantic, the contract, and the heuristics, as defined by the model. 5. Bigger picture, rethinking knowledge. This model suggests human-like AI isn't a mere technology shift, it's a shift in how we see knowledge itself. It challenges the first principles in science, math, and logic. The model holds the potential to change both AI and the way humans solve their hardest problems.